today on Code Pen Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Code Pen Radio, episode number 212, where we're going to be talking about challenges because it's the anniversary of challenges. We've been doing this for a year.
Yes.
Yay.
that yay you heard was Cassidy. Hey, Cassidy.
Hello.
And of course, Marie, our podcast super host. Hey, Marie.
Hey, everybody.
So it's February right now, and we're in the midst of a challenge because we kind of always are on CodePen now. When we launched challenges, it wasn't just a, you know, flash in the pan. Hey, let's run a month of challenges and see how it goes. We were trying to launch something bigger than that, and we have. Now it's been a year where every single week, unless it's a weird gap week thing, but that's irrelevant to talk about. So it's just not. There's something to do.
Every single month we've had a challenge. Yep.
We'll give you something to do. If you ever open up a pen on CodePen and you just feel like you want to do something, but you have that blank page syndrome and you don't know what to do, well, we're there for you. We have something you can do. It's part of the main navigation of CodePen itself. Just click on the challenges link or go to codepen.io/challenges and there'll be an active challenge waiting for you. So, for example, right this minute, and we do have a month theme blocks too, right? Like we'll have a theme, like a few months ago, we did like HTTP status codes. We're like, make a 404 page, make a 500 page, that type of thing. And usually that's enough, I think we're finding it, to spark someone's creativity to the point where they are like, oh, okay, I got this. I got it from here. I'll just do it.
Yeah, totally. I do think that they've been a really helpful jumping off point for people who just come to CodePen and know they want to make something, but, you know, don't necessarily have a plan for what they want to build. It's especially now that we've made over time, we've kind of decided that it makes sense to go with very broad prompts for each of the weeks, and giving people like something that's very flexible and open to interpretation. It's not like a nice little spark for creativity, but it's not too restrictive. So people are really connecting to those.
You know, it's funny. When we first launched these, we talked about a thing called Creative Coding Club, which at the time was ran by Cassidy.
That's right.
Hey, yes. And sadly, rest in peace, Creative Coding Club. It was a really, really fun thing to work on. It was not something that I started. It was something that I took on as the previous founder had other obligations and stuff. And it was great. My sister and I were running it, and we planned out all of the themes and would run the monthly newsletter for people. And it was great. But as many things do, it kind of fell to the wayside, sadly, as people started kind of losing interest. And it's harder when you're doing it just as two people. And my sister and I, we were kind of trying to promote conversation and stuff. But between our jobs being busy and people's lives being busy, I guess they kind of just didn't have enough incentive to keep moving on. And luckily, CodePen Challenges exists now, so the people who did follow those a lot can still have a place where they can make their projects and show them off.
Sure. It's not uncommon, you know? Mm-hmm. Creative Coding Club, even at the time, wasn't the only one of its kind. And we've seen other type of things like that kind of come and go. And that's really, it's okay. You know, some people end up feeling some level of guilt over it, which is also understandable because it's just like, oh, I made this thing and I don't have time for it now. Like, that's a bummer feeling. And it's like, I almost want to be right there so I can rub your shoulders and just be like, it's okay. Things come and go. It's the nature of the world.
It's cool that they did it at all. And, you know, the things that came out of Creative Coding Club, that was actually very inspirational for us. Like, I learned a lot from watching Creative Coding Club and seeing all the stuff that people made together through that group. So it's like, even if the original thing doesn't continue, the spirit of it can, and it gets into other parts of the community. And, you know, you just got to respect the legacy and keep it going. And I think it's cool to just get to just try to do something, even if it doesn't last forever.
Yeah. And some of the members, like one has gone on to make an online class about creating art with CSS, and some people are doing talks on it now. Yeah. So it's,
nice.
It still lives on in spirit. I think that's a good way to think of it.
And even now, there's things that are like CodePen challenges that exist that the community creates. I know there's Pass the Pen, which is popular.
Yes.
That people like to do. And those are similar in spirit to all this. Now, all this said, you know, I guess that's the most popular transition thing. At least it is in my family. That said, we knew that we wanted to not have it die, you know, like, I mean, not that challenges will last forever and ever and ever and ever, but when we, you know, we've made choices along the way to make sure that challenges like keeps going, and it's a lot easier for us. A, CodePen, we have a whole team. So it's the responsibility is shared a little bit. I mean, Marie does a lot of this work, but, you know, I work with her. And then as we evolve it technologically, more of the team becomes involved and stuff. Plus we're like, paid employees.
So right. Yeah. This is part of our job. It definitely puts a whole other paint job on it when it's your job.
It does indeed. And we have sponsors for it sometimes. So yes. if you are out there listening to business and want, you know, are interested in some kind of cool and unusual way to get your message about your business out there, I think challenges is a fascinating way to do it because it hits people in lots of different ways. Now, I'm not going to give you the whole sales pitch on this thing because that's not necessarily what this podcast is about. But we have display advertising on the challenges pages, and there's a social media element to it, and there's a blog posting angle to it, and there's certainly an email component to it, too. So it's kind of a lot of bang for your buck in a way, and you get kind of a whole month-long angle to it. It's not just a flash-in-the-pan thing. So I think it's worth it. We have been kind of continuously selling it for a while now. So please get in line if you'd like to.
Well, it's also good because the CodePen community is so huge that there's always people contributing and there's always an incentive to see what other people have made and yeah, contribute to that.
What do you think it is, Cassidy, that this thing has grown and grown? So, like, you know, why would somebody, like, if just for speculation purposes, choose to participate in?
So first of all, I think people are always, you know, job hunting and trying to build a portfolio. And this is a really good way to do that, to kind of get that spark of inspiration, like you were saying before. And it's an easy way to build your portfolio without having to figure out what to do for it. But also, honestly, it's just fun. One thing that I actually have done at every single job until I went to CodePen, because I work here now, was I always ran a weekly CodePen Thursday or a CodePen Monday where just any web devs in the company could come and make something on CodePen. And a big part of that meeting that I always had at previous jobs was, I have no idea what to make. And I think that the inspiration element is very key. But then also, kind of just seeing how people take certain themes is exciting. Like when we had the circles one recently, it was so neat seeing all the different people who just made funky circles. And I think the colors one just produced so many really neat things. And having not only the inspiration, but kind of like the community element, I think people are excited by the fact that if they contribute to a challenge, that means someone at CodePen will see it, and people who look at CodePen will very likely see it. And
your fellow challengers as well, too.
Right, exactly. I think building like kind of the silent community around it, or sometimes vocal community around it, I think is very, very big.
Oh, it's so fun. I forgot. Now it's easy to get to lose track and be like, oh, let me look at all the purple ones from the purple challenge.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. That one was my favorite so far this year. I mean, we're early in the year, obviously. It's only February, yeah. But the purple challenge, of course, I liked it because I set that color palette and I like purple, but also people just did the most creative and fun things with it. And I had put a little Easter egg in that one. One of the shades of purple that was in it is the official color of Prince, the musician Prince.
So good.
And so I was joking around with people about it on Twitter and just, you know, saying like, can you figure out what the Easter egg is in this? So there was like a challenge inside the challenge and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun.
You and my sister, she had a purple themed wedding.
Oh,
it's a
no
great
way.
Color.
Oh, that's fun. So there's, you know, here's a weirdness, is that maybe challenges isn't the right word, because it almost evokes this, like, here's
competition,
you know, like a or a riddle or something to be solved. And just for all y'all listening out there, that's not what this is at all. it's really open-ended. There's no wrong answer. You can't make a pen and tag it that week's challenge and have it be, I mean, you can be off base, but ain't nobody gonna ding you for it. It doesn't matter. It's just it's more like, you know, an inspirational prompt in a way. You know, Cassidy, you have your own newsletter as well. That's a wonderful that you do every week. That is has in it challenges too that are much more challenge-like.
Yeah, those ones are they're more like just technical interview questions. And this newsletter that I run, which, hey, find me on Twitter, you'll find the newsletter. It just has interview questions of the week. And a lot of people actually submit their answers through CodePen just because they can whip it up in JavaScript and stuff. And sometimes there's more web-oriented ones. But a lot of times it's a lot more specific. Like last week it was create a palindrome by taking a word or an input and add characters until it becomes a palindrome and things like that. And
oh, cool.
It's just little things like that to get people coding and keep them interested because sometimes people need to practice but don't know what to practice.
You know, one thing that's kind of interesting about how we've evolved the challenges page and things like that, like the landing page for challenges, we actually talked about this with Claire on the show in November. She did a whole redesign that's really, really amazing, and it looks great.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we borrowed from the redesign of the challenge page is our new Instagram page. Like, we have a landing page now for Instagram, and we borrowed the concept of bringing in a collection from the challenges page to create this Instagram page. So now, like, we sort of challenged ourselves with creating this new challenges page, and then we use what we learned there and evolved CodePen's social media presence a little bit too. So challenge upon challenge.
Yeah. All creative challenges.
This episode is sponsored by BusinessNameGenerator.com. If you're looking for inspiration to name your business, product, or service, then BusinessNameGenerator.com has a built-in intelligent word recognition AI to help generate thousands of relevant name ideas that can be used for a business, software, website, product, or service. The AI generates results specific to your industry and checks multiple domain extensions availability for each suggestion and works in 6 languages. That's going to give you much higher quality name ideas than other traditional generators. BusinessNameGenerator.com is 100% free to use with no sign-up required. The way it works is you enter words related to your business, product, or service into their AI business name generator, and they'll generate hundreds of business name ideas for you to start shortlisting. Then you can work through your shortlist of business name ideas, removing names that are hard to remember, spell, or speak aloud. You can keep names that are brandable, sound great, and are memorable, and communicate your brand values, product, or service to your target audience. Our thanks to BusinessNameGenerator.com for sponsoring this episode.
Oh, so we're gonna keep going on this in a way. It's February 22nd as we record this. You're probably listening to it, you know, half a week later. So we're kind of rounding out February, and there'll be some new challenges coming to you in March. That's always fun because the theme flops out. So last month, if you're following along, or, you know, this month is all shapes. The month before that was all colors. We've been going really broad with that. That's been interesting because of how, you know, it's very easy to collect data on this because we can just be like, how many people participated in the challenge based on how many pens were created with that tag? Mm-hmm. They've been our biggest months ever, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The circles challenge had hundreds of participants. There were, you know, 200 plus pens in that collection, which
in the early days, it was like 7.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of one of the things that's interesting about keeping something like this going. At first, you're like, wow, I hope people will do this, like, at all. And then you hit a point where you're like, wow, how am I going to keep up with all the people that are doing this?
Yeah, it's new problems.
Yeah.
Because at first we're like, oh, we'll just make a little collection for each one of them. That way we have a little bit more, like, editorial control over, like, to point somebody like, hey, look at the pens from this collection. Is a somewhat cleaner experience than just visiting the tag, because we can kind of weed out ones that weren't really even started and things like that. But now it's like, we can't do that. Hundreds.
Getting to the point where it's a bit of a challenge. Chris, you and I were talking about it, where I was like, I don't know, I don't know how I'm going to be able to keep doing this, but the thing is, you kind of do want to have that manual oversight at least, because you don't want people abusing the tag to get up onto the front page with, you know, something
always
nasty.
A problem,
you know?
With tags, because tags are, that's the point of a tag. It's just, it's the wild west of stuff. And also technologically, that's our fault in a way, because, for example, wouldn't it be neat to be able to visit a tag page and have arbitrary ordering? Show me the most popular ones. Show me the most recent ones. Show me the oldest ones. Show me the ones that were updated the most recently. Those are things that we're well aware would be nice and have technological complication. Like, ordering is a database concern, and at the scale of CodePen, you can only really do it on things with an index in the database. And I apologize if I'm getting this somewhat wrong. I don't know if Tim listens to his own podcast here, but I'm sure he'll.
That he doesn't. He broke my heart, but what are you going to do?
Rude.
He said he listened to his own episode, so that's something.
Only under duress.
Narcissist. well, you can index by some of that stuff. And, you know, some of this is on our, not only our radar, but our kind of plans in a way. But some of it gets really complicated, like ordering by popularity is a whole algorithm that factors in all kinds of stuff that's not something you can index on. It's not just a column in a database. It's an algorithm. So as cool as that would be, it's a little unlikely in the short term until we figure out, and we have some ideas, but it's definitely not something we can just do next weekend or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how challenges change and scale, because we are only people. And so it might be tough to be able to make these collections and stuff over time, but at the same time, we're only growing in the challenges and people are contributing more and more. And right now we might be in a New Year's resolution phase. But there's always like surges of them. And I'll be curious to see what people will want from challenges over time. And
I hope we're at a really fun level. Hopefully that doesn't turn anyone off that there's sometimes hundreds of submissions, because again, there's nothing to win or lose here necessarily.
Yeah, true.
Although it's funny, I've been looking around our office, and I'm like, I have a lot of stuff that I bet I could give away that people would enjoy. Maybe we'll do some kind of giveaway theme some month, because I even have some cool keyboards to give away that I should show Cassidy. I bought them a long time ago to give away and then never did.
Oh, man. Anyway, I want to make a CodePen keyboard.
Man, that would be super cool.
That can be a future podcast episode once it's done.
Yes.
But it just makes it hopefully more fun. Like that if you participate, that, you know, you're part of this interesting little mini swarm of pens being created in this spirit, and it just is more fun to browse other people's when you're the player. You know, it's like I like watching video games online, but only ones that I've played before, so I have no idea what's going on. You know, once in a while, I'm like, I really want to watch like some Fortnite or something, but I've never even played it. So like when I watch it, I'm like, oh, it's like a little bit boring because I don't know.
Good job. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know. You made a wall or whatever. I don't even know what that means.
You know, going back to the tags, one thing that we learned over time, which I'm very glad we made this decision fairly early on, we started out with just having the tag be CodePen challenge, and that was it. So the first, I think, two or three challenges went out with no challenge specific tag, and I'm trying to imagine managing these challenges if they were all only going out on that one
that
tag.
Would be chaos.
Now, yeah, exactly. Now we have like for each week, it gets a tag that's CPC dash something from that week. Like for example, circle or CPC dash triangle, which ties it to its particular week and makes it easy.
I think
to make
we even still election. Encourage you use that generic tag, and we should probably just stop doing that.
Well, that's useful on social media because you can't use a dash in your tag on Twitter, and maybe not on Instagram also.
Oh my gosh, seriously? That's a blunder.
I know. But it is nice to be able to see all of the challenges too. Like if I just want to say, oh, what's this CodePen challenge thing about? I can just look up the hashtag and just see tons from all the different weeks.
And it's probably cool to keep it on CodePen, because if we do the algorithmic sorting and things like that by tag in the future, then we could have most popular challenge pens that go out under the main tag. So I don't really think there's a reason to get rid of it yet, but maybe in the future. But I'm very, very glad that we got specific, because I actually kind of remember disagreeing about that. I was like, no, we should just make them all the same.
I remember
and
that.
That was
I
your idea, Chris, to
I
put
know.
The extra
and
tag
I felt
on.
Kind of strongly about it, and I hope I wasn't subversive, but I'm just like, I know I'm
wrong
about this.
So yeah, I was just wrong. That's all. These things happen occasionally. I'm wrong. So, you know,
what?
I just have to accept
it. Very rarely. But, you know, I guess that's symbolic of things change over time. We make choices and change things. You made a note here that we stopped doing Twitter moments out of the challenges just because it was
I wish we could keep doing them. I liked them. Twitter moments are, if you're listening and not familiar with those, they're just groups of tweets that are kind of put together on Twitter like a collection. And I thought they were really cool. It has like a nice cover, and it has a different place in Twitter. And people, when they got added to the moment, would also get a notification on Twitter. So they know, like, we saw your tweet and we put it in the moment. But Twitter is phasing it out. It's not in the web UI anymore. And
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So since they're starting to phase it out, I stopped doing it. As soon as I was actually in the middle of one and they phased it out on the web UI, but I was able to switch back to the legacy version and finish out the one I was doing. I haven't done them in a little while because they're phasing them out. And it's a shame because I thought they were super cool and people really got a kick out of getting added to it. So what I've been doing instead is just making more of an effort to make sure that we are actually just retweeting the individual tweets more than gathering them into the moment, which we just don't do anymore. Bummer.
Yeah, that's
things
surprising.
Change. There'll probably be some new cool thing. Maybe a year from now, there'll be some new social network that we're like having success with challenges on that we didn't even know existed.
Maybe.
Or something, you know. Like there, I think for a minute we were putting them on Spectrum too. I don't even know if we do that anymore because it's kind of like we're still figuring out Spectrum, kind of like what's useful there. What do people like to see there? And I think it's so far, it kind of almost seems like just leave it alone. Let people.
Yeah, it actually seems to be that people are much more interested in asking questions about coding and helping each other out with coding questions rather than the stuff that we've posted in there as like CodePen content. That doesn't get a whole lot of engagement in Spectrum. So Spectrum is really serving as a place where community members can talk to each other and hash out coding problems. And I love that because it's very respectful and everybody's actually genuinely trying to help each other out over there. So that, I just think that's wonderful.
It's almost like more answers than questions, which is a weird problem. So if you have a question, go there because you'll probably get more answers than you know what to do with.
You will definitely get an answer.
Yeah, and you'll get it from people who really know their stuff. So it's been great.
Oh, so that's pretty cool. So okay, we're a year into this, and we'll check back in with you in another year, I guess. How about that?
Yeah,
we'll have thousands of pens per challenge.
And remember that sponsor them and get your company to do that, please, because that would be cool. You can go pro on CodePen because then when you're playing around with your challenge, you can keep it private so nobody can see it while you're doing that. That would be cool. And if you want to participate in challenges, you can just do that. But you can also be reminded every week by going to codepen.io/challenges and just clicking a button, basically, for your account, which will just add you to the list. Every week we not only put something new up on the website, but we shoot in a little email out that says, like, here's the week's theme, here's some ideas of stuff that you could build, here's some resources around that theme. So it's not just like, we don't just say, like, it's a new week, circles, go. We give you more context than that. You know, we give you some ideas and resources and stuff. So that's what those emails are all about. And if you're sick of getting them, just come back and click the button again and stop getting them.
Yeah. And of course, if anybody has ideas for challenge topics or even, you know, a week theme or something like that, we'd really like to hear them. I'm interested in what people like doing challenge-wise, and I'm interested in all the different possibilities that we could have with challenges. We've been going pretty simple, but I would be interested to see how a more complex challenge goes over now that we have more people.
I edge that way, and I know I'm probably wrong about this because all the data suggests that simple themes are better in a way. But sometimes I'm like, show me how you would do like React tabs with styled components and React router. So you know, it's like too specific. That would probably get.
I don't know, though, because you almost kind of wonder, is it like, this is one of those questions where it's hard to tell if it's just that they've gotten bigger because it's been around longer and people are more familiar with it, or if they've gotten bigger because of the themes being simple. It's a little tricky to tell. We have gotten some feedback saying people really like these very simple challenges. And by simple, I mean the theme itself is simple. You can get as complex as you want with the actual pen. But I do think that it's like a mixture of things, and I wouldn't be averse to getting a little bit more literally challenging, like making something harder that you have to try harder for. We'll see.
Yeah. I think my favorite challenge was the HTTP codes. I think those ones were really fun.
That was a fun one. Yeah.
It was just specific enough where you knew like the numbers should be involved. But besides that, like people took like the concepts of forbidden and not found and stuff in a lot of interesting ways. I thought that was really fun.
With that one, the challenge for me was spacing them out on the homepage, because one of them was the 500 error, and I didn't want it to look like the homepage was just 500-ing. So I was like, huh, yeah, let me make sure I get some extra stuff in between.
That happens often enough on its own.
Right, I know. Chris, what was your favorite challenge?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of poking through these animals ones. That was pretty fun. But that was certainly like when we have a dinosaurs challenge, as fun as that was, that's pretty hard, you know, like just the imagery of a dinosaur.
Yeah, dinosaurs are tough.
At all is a little hard, you know. But what was my favorite one of all time? Oh, my gosh, that's so hard to know. Let me just take a quick glance, because I can't resist this. It's too good. Actually, you know what? I'll pick the whole month that we did right at the end of last year. The four elements was so cool to me, because I'm just such an Avatar super fan.
Oh, good one.
That was emblematic. I'm just waiting for Ruby, my daughter, to get old enough that she'll enjoy Avatar, because I'm going to be like, sorry, Rubes, mandatory watching. Buckle in.
Time to appreciate history.
Yeah.
True rite of passage. Yeah, the four elements challenge, when I was setting that one, I had really grand ambitions of making a project that incorporated the four elements, because they're part of the tarot deck, like that all the suits in the tarot deck are tied to the elements. And I was like, oh, I had this great idea, and I just totally bombed out on it. I ended up not making anything. So if you ever feel disappointed with yourself for not making it through a challenge, just know that the person that set the challenges sometimes doesn't make it either.
Yes.
Don't feel bad.
I've done that many times, and then I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to set this to private, and I'll try next time.
All I have is just the text of the different suits turning over, and that's it. Oh, well, someday, you know what, if you have a challenge that you wanted to do something for and you want to do the thing for it later, we'll still add it to the collection. Jamie Coulter just finished his pen for the very first challenge, like 2 weeks ago, the Good Burger challenge.
Oh, from the movie night one?
Good
yes,
burger.
From movie night, which was our first challenge.
Dang.
He started a cool Good Burger pen during that challenge and just finished it, like, I'm thinking, you know, end of January of this year. So, you know, take your time. We're ready for it whenever you're done, and we'll add it to the collection no matter when you finish.
That's good. That's in the spirit of, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not a race. It's not a competition. Nobody's going to get in any kind of, you know, trouble.
All good
just
and fun.
Do it when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. And now that I'm back looking at that, I'm looking at the fact that the sponsor back then was Treehouse, and that that sponsorship is still live on the website, because the kind of extreme value you get out of sponsoring challenges.
That is so true.
Your ad is ever present on that.
Wow, what a great value.
What a value, indeed. Okay, be good, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.